Good evening, all. We're up to the final installment of Mitzvah Chafal, that is the 21st Mitzvah of the Torah, the Mitzvah to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and so we are up to, he just had his nice meal, he had his afikoman, and now it's time to bench. So, v'achar kach notlin layadayim, after he's ready to start benching, after eating the afikoman, he washes his hands, v'in mavarachin al nechilas adayim, he does not make a bracha on this nechilas adayim. Why is he washing? My macaroni, right? Seems like the chinuch obligates us, right? Not everyone seems to necessarily follow this obligation, but the chinuch says over here is clearly that you should wash your hands, but obviously don't make a bracha. Mosgen kol shlishi, and you should pour that third cup. Mavarach and alav bircha samazon uvari priyagafen. Then you say the bircha samazon, and of course you say bray priyagafen on this. Avalo leacharav alagafen, but you don't say an alagafen after this third glass of wine. Ve'achar kach mosgen kol shlishi, then you pour the fourth cup of wine. Ve'gomren alav esahal, you say the whole hal, you finish the hal over this cup. Ve'in mavarach and alav bray priyagafen. But when you finish up that challah and you make the and you're about to drink the fourth cup, according to the chinuch again, he says you do not make a bracha on the fourth cup of wine like we do say, but he says you don't. But after you finish that fourth cup, finally you're ready to say al hagefen, the after bracha for grape juice or wine. And then he adds something weird. He said last time that you can't really drink or eat anything after the afikoman. He says water is okay to drink after the afikoman, but then he said you can drink two cups of wine after the afikoman because that's a mitzvah. Now he says over here, if you're thinking of drinking a fifth cup of wine, in other words, that would be your third cup after the afikoman, then you don't say the alagafen, you don't say the after bracha after the fourth cup, but rather after the fifth cup. So what is he saying over here? Maybe you're going to drink a fifth cup. So it seems like what he's alluding to over here, the Mefarshim explain, that there are some who say there is an obligation not to have four cups, but to actually drink five cups. We don't hold like that. I believe the Shulchan Aruch says we don't hold like that, but the Chinuch seems to be implying that if you want to hold like that, you could, but don't say the alagafen until after you drink that fifth cup again. It seems like at the end of the day, he would, from a more mainstream perspective, to just drink the four cups, and then you make the alagafen after that. Nim Salafizeh, he says, in accordance to all that we just found and we said here, She'in Mavarachin Burpri Agafen, Ela Trezim, Ne, you only say the alagafen bracha twice. Again, we say it four times. He says you only say it two times. Al Kosa Kiddush, you say it over the first of the two, right, on Kiddush at the beginning, Val Kosa Bracha, and on the coast that you're saying, the cup after Birchas HaMazon, the Kos Bracha, the Kos of Blessing. Val Agefen Pa'am Achas, and then you say the after Bracha only once, Achar Kol Kosos, after you finish all of the cups of wine. V'arba Kosos, and these four cups of wine, U'matzah de Mitzvah, and the matzah that you were eating to fulfill the Mitzvah, Tzrichan Hasiba, we know that you are required to recline when you drink and eat that, V'yasar HaPratim and V'arba Sof Pesachim, and all the other laws and all the other details can be found in the end of Maseches Pesachim, says the Chinuch. And finally, V'noheges b'zachar m'nekevos, he says that this mitzvah, the mitzvah Sipur, you see it's Shrayim, and everything that we've discussed so far, seemingly, that all applies to both men and to women. Now, some of the Mefarshim points out over here, who says that women have, when the Chinuch says there's an obligation for men and for women, the understanding is that there's a biblical obligation for men and for women. That means for men and for women, they each have this biblical obligation to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Who says the women have this biblical obligation? So it's not so clear. Many Mefarshim don't hold like the Chinuch say, for sure there is a rabbinic command, but not necessarily biblical. At the end of the day, the Chinuch does say there is a biblical command for women as well. B'chol makom u'b'chol zman, you say it in every location and in all times. And a person who does not do this, is mevas l'anase, he violated doing a mitzvah. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Chafal, the 21st Mitzvah of the Torah. God willing, next time after Shavuos, we'll continue with Pidyon Peter Chamor, right? Redeeming the donkey and the like. But for now, we'll stop right here and we'll conclude with the rest.